The mountain of the Lord shall be exalted upon the hills, and all nations shall flow into it.
Welcome to Destiny Hope International.
But God is saying, there is something He wants you to take over, but you need to rise. Cross over.
It's a pleasure. Now, Joshua Anthony.
Jesus, for your word, thank you. Week in, week out, for light, thank you. Access to light, I cannot understand, I cannot explain, but thank you. I have no power to open any verse of scripture to even understand it.
There is no one like you.
Into the truth that your people will hear.
There is no
from the
one
depth
like
of my
you.
Own heart, I say thank you. The same
there
scriptures
no like
they will not see anything. But how come in few minutes the words come? It's more than a year. That was my fear. What will I be teaching to these people every week? I told you, but you said you will give me the word. And daily, there has not been a scarcity of this word. Father, from the depth of my own heart, I say thank you. I have no access to light. It was you. Truly, you have made Ecclesia to become a mountain of transformation. Your word keeps coming daily, like fresh manna. Your oil has remained ever fresh. From the depth of my own heart, you have increased our influence like never before. You have caused our name to be sounded abroad. You are making us a household name already in the city. Daily we see what you are doing. We are not ignorant. Truly, we are men. So we say, a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from heaven. You who is the allocator, where promotion comes from. It is not from the east or the west or from the south. Paul may plant, you say, Apollos may water. But the increase is always from you. The best we can do is to prepare the horses of battle, but the victory is of you. You will walk in us both to will and to do for your good pleasure. From the depth of this small boy's heart, I bow on my knees, even if I will not preach today. And all I will do is to hold before you and thank you. Father, I am grateful for the two fishes and five loaves that you have given us. Thank you, it is enough to feed 5,000 people. It may not be big, but Father, for these two loaves, I am so grateful. I thank you because the lives have fallen for us in pleasant places. Yeah, we have a goodly heritage. It may not seem sweet. Lord may have taken the place that looks vegetatious, the place that looks like a garden. We have been left with a desert, but no problem. He says, until the Spirit depart from on high, then the fruitful field will be counted for a forest, and the wilderness for a fruitful field. Father, from the depth of this small boy's heart, thank you. I am what I am by the grace of God. Nothing more. If you take you from me, I am nothing. Therefore, I make this bold statement that Jesus, without you truly, I am nothing. Everything we are seeing, everything we will see, the visions and the dreams that you keep showing, your name alone be glorified. Thank you for the privilege to be part of what you are doing. I should have been wasting by now. What if I was there wearing my jeans on my nash? I was in a... What will I hold you responsible? What if I was Shekau? Who will I take you to? Which church will I take you to? What if they gave birth to me in Dubai? What if I came from one offspring of one Muhammad? Will I hold you responsible? Truly it is of God that showeth mercy. The race is never for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. It is of God that showeth mercy. I will have mercy on whom I choose to have mercy on. I will have compassion on whom I choose to have compassion on. You have had mercy on me. Thank you from the depth of my heart. I could have been somebody else, but hallelujah, I'm Joshua Anthony. Glory to God. I could have been you, you could have been me, but thank God I'm me. Thank you.
Enyela tobi ju, aluwa.
sister song. Oluwa.
Oluwa.
Let the spirit that comes upon a man to bring your concept rest upon me afresh. Take all the glory at the end of it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I beg you in the name of God, don't do it out of religion. Look at somebody from the depth of your heart. Hug that person. I beg you. Hug the person. Tell that person how much you love him, how much you missed him. How have you been? Ask him, how have you been? Wow, I'm seeing Ezekiel. God bless you. Some of these folks just came in. Can we celebrate each other? Just jam your hands together for Jesus. Take your seat, please. God has been so faithful. I sincerely apologize for coming late. I won't lie to you. It wasn't intentional. This morning, I had the privilege of bringing God's word in a conference. I had actually prepared since the week to preach what to preach today. But when I came to that meeting, the moment I was back, I came here, and I left for home. I think at about 3, my spirit was very restless. It was disturbing me. I didn't know why. I was just praying. But I just noticed that my sermon was altered. As I'm here now, I don't even know the topic. But to God alone be all the glory. I believe God wanted to address issues. So I was still writing even down till after 6:30. It was not intentional. You know, most times people think, why is he coming late? In the yoga? No, sincerely, it was not intentional. Is our projector ready? Tell the spirit. Media, is it ready? Okay. Perfect. Matthew. Do we have another mic? Matthew chapter 12. I think it's the battery or something. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Matthew chapter 12, 43. He is now teaching us something. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man. So, an unclean spirit can leave a man. The Bible now says, the moment the unclean spirit leaves this guy, something happens. He walked through dry places. Follow this. I'm about to explain a huge mystery here. Pastor, Apostle, I have been struggling with pornography. It's an unclean spirit. Apostle, people come to sleep with me in the night. It's an unclean spirit. So he's now telling us, this is the problem. The moment prayer is made, the moment effort is made, and the unclean spirit checks out, the next thing. Notice Jesus said when. He didn't say if. He's telling you how spirits operate in men. He didn't say if. That when this thing happens, when an unclean spirit leaves a man, the first thing he does, he goes through dry places. My question now is this, what is a dry place? A dry place is a place of famine where there is no food.
It therefore means that that unclean spirit, there is something is eating in you and me. As host, we feed him. The reason why the unclean spirit is staying in us is simply because I fornicate. There is something is eating. That is why I can accommodate it, although a Christian. So he says, the moment he goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest. I believe the moment you finish the activities of the day, the place you return to is your house. So now this unclean spirit, according to scripture, the moment he leaves a man, he has left his home. So he is no longer able to access food. He is no longer able to access shelter. He will now be walking through dry places and he finds none. Look at the next verse. Then he said, I will return into my house. Your body. From whence I came out. Sama. Being delivered is one thing. Staying delivered is another thing. I want to explain why people remain in the same circle for years. From this man of God to another man of God. Sometimes I fold my hands and I'm looking. This unclean spirit had left. How come your life had not changed? How come it was 3 days? Remember, he now says, I will return, because he has gone through dry places and he is now starving. He now says, I will go back into my house from whence I came out. If you don't understand what I'm sharing, Sama, you can stay with an addiction for years. And you will get to a point whereby the rebooking power of your conscience will be lost. So you will not be able to explain or understand how come my life is like this. You are correct. Because when the evil spirit goes, he will now say, let me return. Because I have gone to dry places. I'm not finding food. I'm not finding shelter. Let me go back to my house. And when he is come, he finds it empty. Oh dear Lord. Give me Bodo. He findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Follow this speech. Nature abhors vacuum. Now, there are levels of deliverance. I need you to listen to this. And the one we hate the most is the last one that actually sustains deliverance, which is discipline through conformity. That one, no man of God can help you. The man of God can help in casting out the spirit. But you see, your life or your house being empty, it is your responsibility and my responsibility to make sure it is not empty. Because nature abhors vacuum. The moment he returns, he finds out that this place is empty. This place is well garnished. This place is well swept. Follow this. The next verse now says, then he goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last, you didn't finish it. What the Bible says is that the person will find out that he now gets more worse than what he used to be. So now, 7 years have gone and passed. This is the cycle many Christians have been going through. The same cycle, no spiritual progress. They fell under the anointing, no. They broke our chairs, but they went home. How come after 2 weeks, the guy has gone back to what he used to do? You know why? Anytime an unclean spirit leaves a man, anytime you want to be free from a bad habit, an addiction, or something that is disturbing, pornography, whatever it is, it can even be worry, whatever it is, and you pray about it, you come under a huge spiritual atmosphere, you are being ministered to, something will happen, the unclean spirit will leave, but he's standing at that gate. He's standing at that gate because he will go through dry places seeking rest, seeking to eat something that you have been feeding him with, and he will not find it there.
Remember, it is his house. Then he now advises himself, let me come back to my house. Now when he is coming back, because you were able to meet somebody who helped you and paid for you, you dislodged him. Now, spirits are not envious and jealous. They will go and look for their partner, seven more, that is wicked than themselves, and enter you so that now it will be more difficult for you to chase him out. You know why I'm sharing this? Many Christians, under the sound of my voice, you know what I'm saying, because for the Holy Ghost to all time my sermon, he wants to address issues. Many of you have been through addictions. Many of you have been through one secret sin. You know one thing I learned? It is secret sin that brings open disgrace. So, for many years it has continued. An unclean spirit. So you can't explain. Somebody said, sir, I have been fasting. I have been praying. How come I am not here? I'm trying to show you something. He lives truly. But that is the best a man of God can do for you. Now, that is why the Bible now says, work out your own salvation. Salman, there are two ways a man is delivered. One is just the most easiest. The sovereign power of God, whereby the spirit is dislodged. But I can tell you nothing but the truth. Nature abhors vacuum. There is a responsibility on your part to make sure that the space in which the unclean spirit stays and is sitting upon is not left vacuum. Now I want to explain to you how truly God delivered me from many addictions. Many Christians want to be free, but they are not willing to be free. That's in Fanda Kansko Palanastia. Okay. There are three ways an unclean spirit possesses a Christian. There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Your feet. The first one is your eyes. The second one is your ears. The third one is your skin. Your eyes, your ears, and your skin. Before an unclean spirit can gain power over you and I, the only access into our soul and our spirit is the eyes, the ears, and the skin. The Bible teaches this, that the eyes of the body, or the light of the body, is the eyes. Let me explain how people come under addiction. James chapter 1 verse 14. Do you have a newer translation, or is this King James you are having? James 1:14. Not some men, but every man, including Pastor Joshua Anthony, including Ezekiel Mogu, James Johnson, Austin, whoever you are, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. I want to explain how people come under addiction. And the same way you come under addiction or the influence of a spirit is the same way you will be free. See, there is no two other way. Listen to this. Every man is tempted when that man is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Let me tell you how this thing happens. Go to the next verse. Through the doors or the channels to your spirit, you know what the demon seeks to do? To give you desires, to give you cravings. I go on Facebook, I see a girl twerking. I have no desire for sex. This desire has been installed. This is how many people, not knowing, they have become evangelists of the devil.
innocently without knowing. There is what is called the attire of the harlot. I'm sitting here, a sister in church. She is dressed innocently. She truly didn't mean to tempt. Don't get me wrong. But because of the door of my own spirit, my heart is open. And a desire, a craving is stirred and is put there by the devil. At that time, I have not become addicted. I'm trying to show us how a man gets addicted. First of all, a desire, a craving must be installed. All of a sudden, I have no business with certain things. I go online. How come I'm seeing naked girls? These things, I was not thinking about it. Remember, the door or the tunnel to your spirit, your eyes, what you hear, and your skin. Now, Satan wants to come for me. He brings a desire, a craving into my heart that was not there before. Now, this is an innocent lady. She wants to look good. You see why many times on our status, people twerk on status. Now, they do it innocently, just trying to catch fun. But they don't know that they have become an evangelist, winning more souls for the devil without knowing. Because you think that you are just twerking. No, sir, you are not just twerking. There is something the devil is using your body to serve. He is creating desires. There is somebody he wants to get into an addiction. And the only channel, a spirit, must come on a human being to bring that influence upon the soul of that young man. So the guy goes on Facebook, he goes online, and he sees certain things. These things were not a desire in his heart as of yesterday. All of a sudden, the seed is planted. A man, then the Bible says, when that lost heart conceived, now, it's a desire, it's a craving, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is done, it bringeth forth death. The first way a man is addicted is that a craving is installed.
Oh God.
And foolishly, gullible as we are, we receive the craving. How come you can't explain? You came to church with the guy, but the guy is looking, he's following you. No, sir, no, ma. He was under an anointing, but you installed something innocently. You didn't plan to, you didn't prepare to. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you are doing these things deliberately, but through the doors and the channels to our spirit, these things must find expression. And now you now become yielded. Do you know there are ladies that win more souls than many evangelists? Let me not start explaining something. First of all, it becomes a desire. You know the next step that Satan pursues? I'll tell you, he pursues obsession. From a desire, a craving, it moves to an obsession. I'm explaining something. All of a sudden, you know what Satan now wants? He wants a continual satisfaction of that desire. Now you are now sitting down. You saw her twerking. Now he's now telling you, why don't you browse about pornography? Notice, when an unclean spirit leaves a man, he goes through dry places. So the unclean spirit of immorality feeds on pornographic stuffs. The only way you can house him, that your eyes must feed on those things, because his food is pornography. So now the devil has brought a desire. Now what he is pursuing is an obsession. Now all of a sudden, there is now an obsession that is being stirred in your heart. He wants to watch it. You watch the first day. He has created a craving. Now he is going for an obsession. You watch the second day. A continual satisfaction is what he wants. Then, after some time, as you continually satisfy that craving, you know what will happen? You will now reach a level called a stronghold. At that time, you have now become a slave of that spirit. It begins with a craving, then to an obsession, then a stronghold. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. This is the reason why the moment you go home, there is that craving that seeks to be satisfied. There is that craving that you want to satisfy for maybe your girlfriend or anybody. There is that craving. There are people here, the reason why you have high blood pressure is this thing I'm explaining. Worry is your own craving. You just like worrying about everything. There are some people, your own is fear. That is how you have now become a landlord of the spirit of fear without knowing. An unclean spirit will always seek to be satisfied by stirring a craving. That is why the Bible now begins to teach us to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. The moment Satan is able to establish an obsession for a particular addiction, he now creates a stronghold in that person. Now he now said, casting down imaginations. All of a sudden, you come to this place. The first thing that disturbs you is the imaginations of the cravings. The things you have been watching online. An unclean spirit goes out. Sama. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27. One, two, go. Neither do what? If the devil has a place in your life, you gave him. You know how? The doors of your spirit. He says, sir, I want to be free from so and so. We prayed, yes. But as you go home, a craving will be stirred. Are you willing to satisfy that craving? It is when you satisfy that craving, it becomes an obsession. Then a stronghold is built. Do you know the reason why you have dreams in the night? Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. Let me explain. The moment it becomes a stronghold, this is what happens. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. A dream cometh through multitude of business. It's just simply because there is no other translation I would have shown you. The moment you have a stronghold, you will sleep in the night. Somebody will come and sleep with you. I can bet you that. That time, it has now moved beyond normal. It has become a stronghold. To be delivered at that time, it takes more work. Because you know what the devil has finally done? He has now finally taken your house or your body as a permanent home. So even if he goes, there is an installation that brings him. A craving has been set, an obsession has been set that seeks continuous satisfaction from you. That is why the moment after service, as you go home, you log on to Facebook, you are trying to view a status, somebody is twerking. I beg you in the name of God, don't innocently be an evangelist to the devil without knowing. This is what people don't understand. When we say, stop listening to certain music, you don't hear. You think we are against. Sama, you don't understand what you are. I'm going to show you. This is how the devil has gotten many people. Sir, I want to be free. Tell him to delete all his music. He will not. And he wants to be free. That is why you slept with the girl last month. And you are planning to do another one this month. And you are a worker in church. An unclean spirit has refused to leave you. An obsession has been built. A stronghold has been built. This is why many young people are addicted. Can I tell you why during the days of our mothers and our fathers, it was easy for them to serve God? There was no much door or channels to their spirit that the devil could access. You know what I'm saying? In that your little phone, you can access the whole world. I'm trying to explain to us. See, I was addicted to pornography and so many nonsense. If you don't understand this channel, you move from one man of God to another man of God to another man of God. You will be prayed for and you will be so shocked. Masturbation will continue. I have seen escorts, pastors doing masturbation and they think it's just prayer. You will finish praying. There is an installation. A craving has been put or installed in you that leads to an obsession, then a stronghold. The moment a stronghold is built, I can bet you be ready for dreams. This is the reason why you sleep. You see all manner of nonsense while you sleep. This is the reason why some of you, your own is fear. Some of you, your own. That is why many people have high blood pressure. It's the same way Satan gets access to every man, be it sickness or disease. This is how the doors or the channels of our spirit. You hear the nonsense. Sometimes, you know, when we say, don't listen to this, don't listen. Now, as I'm speaking, many people don't like this sermon because in your phone, Christian music, secular music, then worldly one, you channel them. Sama, you are channeling your life without knowing, because the words you are hearing, they are spirit and they are life. It's an impartation you receive daily from whiskey, an impartation from Davido. All the spirit you are dealing with, you are listening to it. It is entering your spirit without knowing. People don't understand this. They don't like this sermon.
They want to have the world and have God's son. No, no, ma, it's not done that way. The reason why you have remained in that stop spot, you have confessed the same sin again and again, is simply because you are truly not ready for the discipline of conformity. I tell you nothing but the truth. The Lord separated me from many things. I didn't understand why. It was because He was salvaging my spirit. He was salvaging my soul. Can't you see you have been coming for prayer? But the moment you go home, the same thing we talked about, that's what you are opening your spirit to. The source you are receiving. You are just downloading. There are people here as I'm speaking to you. You pray in tongues. You see vision. But as I tell you, now in your phone, there's one nonsense. How can you grow? You have housed an unclean spirit. The only way the unclean spirit can feed is through those channels. So you know what you did? In your phone, you kept its food. That is why the moment he leaves and he goes through that place and he gets hungry, he knows to return to go eat for that. As he's going, he goes, ah, Kadunanta Palan Savani. Asogamala Tato Kamila Sava. Alinata Tahovali. Aman so aluamela nata takovalina. Aman so sombaleta. Iko ranani amasko atuadena. Ibunata atuade. Alufata. You are not the only one addicted to certain things. But I tell you nothing but the truth. If you will subscribe to the discipline of conformity, you will be free. It will not take a day. It will not take 2 days. It will not take 3 days. It will take time. But as far as you can be consistent, just the way you were consistent in feeding the appetite. You heard Wizkid Music, his album, this week. Next week, you downloaded the video. Remember, it was not just one time you became a fornicator. It took time. That is how your deliverance will not come in one day. It will take time. But it's the same process, the same energy. You are giving into what it is. That's how you will give in to spiritual things. Listen to sermon, you will not. We have many sermons. I'm not trying to encourage you. Maybe, you know, come and get. No. But there are many sermons. I'm telling you a life story. I didn't understand. He told me download messages. So I was downloading. I was listening to. While I was just waking up each day, I noticed that this thing has left me. I noticed I didn't pray about them. How come you have been praying for a spirit to leave you? Sir, if you starve a spirit to death, leave you. The reason why it has remained is because it's eating something in your life. Starve him to death. And you see if he do not leave you. So Selman, his sermons are there. Michael Ogokwe, his sermons are there. There are many sermons. Ecclesia has wonderful, great sermons that can bless your life. You can do 24 hours. All you listen to, he get as he do me, he will do you. He will definitely do you. Because that guy was under a spirit. He downloaded that thing. It was spirit and the life. So you don't understand. How is my life like this? How is my life? You don't understand. How come your life? This is how I'm showing you the formula. An unclean spirit feeds on something. And the only way is through the door of your spirit, your eyes, what you hear and what you feel. How things? Look at how young people are being destroyed day and night. Who is your mentor? Nicki Minaj. How many abortions has he had? Can't you see the reason why you're having abortion? You think it's just about music? Do you know what is music? You are listening to spirit and you are listening to life. Now, you don't like this sermon. You want God bless you. Amen. But look at the God bless you. Where has he landed you to? You see choir. They are members of choir. They can sing powerfully. The Holy Ghost can't come down. Go and check their life in the night time. You'll be shocked at what they do. You know, pollution here and there. They can't understand. Sincere as they are, they pray every day and say, oh God, help me. He wants to help you. But the only way he can help you, you will help yourself. There is a discipline of conformity. Do you know what is discipline? Setting boundaries that creates a future. Why will I use my own data to download or to kill me? Nonsense. I know you don't like it because Wizkid is your role model. Davido is your role model. But look at your life. Sama, there is always a way that seems right. The problem of that way is its end. You know the tree of the knowledge of good and evil according to Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. The Bible says it's of good and evil. So it will always sound good. Which day I was hearing this song, man, wonderfully. You know, she was singing a powerful song. But check the spirit. I don't just open myself to any nonsense and any rubbish. That is why you wake up with a set heart. You can't understand, you can't explain it. That is why you have remained in pornography. You will fall under the anointing, you know. But after 2 or 3 days, the spirit left. But there is a food he eats through you. And that food is that you will watch that pornography. So the moment you step into a place, he comes and says, Abeg, serve me, I'm hungry. So you have no choice because he has created an obsession. Starve the devil to death. and feed your spirit and see what will happen. It will take a month. It will take 2 months. Get messages. Listen to one every day. And see, you will be so shocked. Nature abhors vacuum. When the evil spirit came, it found out that it was empty. It was well swept and well arranged. No messages. A man of God will not listen to message for you. Pastor Chris said something, and I listened just, I think, 2 days back. He said he wanted to go to South Africa for a healing meeting, and he had prepared. Here is his sickness. He can't walk. He can't sleep. He can't sit down. And the meeting is approaching. It's on Sunday, and this is 3 days to the meeting. He said, oh God, he casted, he binded. He couldn't do anything, and he managed himself into the car, then into the plane. 5 hours journey to South Africa. He got to South Africa. He managed himself into the building. He said the moment he just stepped into the building, boom, the sickness left. He finished ministry. People were healed, wheelchairs, testimonies here and there. But he said the moment he entered the car, the sickness came back. He entered the plane and he was asking God, God, what is this? And God told him that, go and listen to the messages of Pastor Chris. God told Pastor Chris, listen to the messages, because when you are ministering, you are not Pastor Chris. There is something on you. He said he listened to 5 messages in 5 hours. The moment he stepped out, that was all. He said he writes Rhapsody by himself. But the way after they publish it, he goes to carry the Rhapsody himself. And every day he's following it bit by bit. Sama, when an evil spirit is casted out, he will come back to find if that place is empty. What are you feeding on? Daily, look at your life. As I'm speaking, some of you shouldn't leave this door. Delete those nonsense. Can't you see where your life is? We have prayed and prayed. We have fasted. You have broken almost all our tears, but you have not moved forward. Can't you see? Because the unclean spirit, it has something. You don't like this sermon, but thank God you came to Ecclesia. Rain fell, but it still brought you, because a man, for him to alter this sermon, he is talking to some of us. Mostly we young people, we are already destroying our life without knowing. So God must help us. Then in Colossians chapter 3 verse 10, he now tells us something. Do you want to be free from addictions? Renewal is the thing. There is no prayer. You see, consistent renewal. He says, and have put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge. It is a continuous thing. Every day you must ensure that something positive enters your spirit through your eyes, what you hear, and what you feel. And you are here, you post nonsense on your status. In Proverbs 7:10, there is what is called the attire of a harlot. You may be innocent, you don't know. I'm trying to tell you, you are an evangelist to the devil without knowing. Innocently as you are. Because you are stirring cravings without knowing. So he now tells you, he says, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire. She was not an harlot. She just wore the attire of the harlot. Can I tell us? And you say, now then they make us. That's why you have your eyes. You have your heart. Anybody, stop blaming. The responsibility to set a guard, a watch over the doors of your spirit, your eyes, your ears, and what you feel. Look at what the Bible now teaches us in these few verses. Sagamalata taklo benchia. Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. Dear Holy Spirit of God. Mark 4, 24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, more will be given. Hear the right thing. And he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not. This thing strikes my heart. The Bible says the person that does not have, from him shall be taken even what. But the Bible says he that has not. So what was taken from him? So you had the message. Go and hear it again. The Bible says the more you hear it, the more it becomes a part of you. You can do a week without listening to a message or two. Apostle Joshua Sermon is here. We have many messages. There are many messages for you to listen to. But you will not hear. But you know, he tells you the principle. The principle. The more you hear, more will be given to you. You will keep waking up and you ask, how come this thing has left me? Yes, this is the formula. Consistent renewal.
You must stay. There is nothing like you are taking a vacation. The moment you let your spirit down, you become a victim of sin. Because nature abhors vacuum. Luke chapter 8. Here he said, take heed what you hear. Then in Luke 8:18, he now says, I wish my translations were here. There's a message. Oh God. It's almost time. Take heed therefore how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken. Even that which he seemeth to have. Do you know, I have not even started my message. And he's already it. I won't lie to you. This was not that I prepared to preach. Give us Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 4. Maybe let me just close with this. I believe whoever the Lord is talking to, you heard. Let him that has ears, let him hear. Now, can we? I wish translations were here. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Remember, I said it is impossible for such folks. Verse 5. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Look at verse 6. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. Do you know why it is? Do you know why it is hard for workers in church to repent when they are living in sin? You don't like this sermon, ba? Do you know why it hard? They have tasted of the Holy Ghost. So that is why they can sit under a powerful sermon. They are not worried. The moment he finishes singing, or he is going back to the former life, he just told you the reason. That is why you notice somebody who has not tasted these things, he comes under this kind of sermon and he is broken. Sama, don't be a landlord of the devil without knowing. Don't lose the rebuking power of your conscience. I said, you can lose everything in life, but don't lose the virtue of your sincerity. Many of us have become house of demons without knowing. Unclean spirits, they move around us, go and fro. Rise on your feet. You know, you didn't rise up. You say he entered you. You know why?
Oh, dear Lord.
Sufa namasko balana hatapa. Agedo kalua pelane suflamba zusamata. Adinko sanda pelemansko alua pena. Ezusa ablatata. Ebuna mata tako flame zusanata tala komeli dinsa abame. There are certain people, they were called Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord. They were in the temple of God. The Bible says they fornicated with women that served on the temple. And after some time, God made up his mind to kill them. The reason why many young people would die before their time is because of continuance in sin. It's a different thing if you are an unbeliever. But if you have tasted of this reality, you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, you must embrace his way. Jesus is not just life. Jesus is also the way. God's method of doing things. So it's not just enough to say, I am born again. The question is, have you embraced his way of doing things? So you are here. I'm not giving out taco. So don't be afraid. Samata taco vani. Are there certain things you've noticed in your life that has brought you under addiction? It's time to be free. When you go, look to your phone. Those nonsense. There are some of us, there are times I lie not. The Holy Ghost, there was a time he said, don't go on Facebook, don't go. He was trying to sanitize my spirit. That's what many of us do need. You know, some of us, the moment you wake up in the morning, the first thing, you want to check who chatted you, who didn't chat you. There are many of us, as you are living, delete nonsense. When you go home, you know those dicks that you bought with your money, carry it. Don't say, some of you bought poison with your own hand to kill yourself. Do it for 1 month, consistently listening to things that will help, and see if that nonsense spirit you have been talking about will not leave you.
I was saying that I'm not saying watching football is bad. If you watch football, that's wonderful. But the kind of work I do, I'm not sure God will allow me to watch football. Addicted, a die-hearted fan of Barcelona. If Barcelona lose, I might even fall sick. Sir, the more spiritual you become, the less carnal you are. Because nature abhors vacuum. You have been praying, leave me, leave me, leave me. It will not go. Just focus on growing and you see how those things will leave you. That's how life was designed to be. That's why when he was giving a parable, he said, allow the wheat and the seed grow together. You just keep going. I didn't know where the passion for football went. Now I don't even know. The only player I know in Barca is Messi. Because those days, I don't know who they bought. Please don't get me wrong. For you, maybe your work can allow you. But there's no way I can be doing this and not be a die-hearted fan of those things. Yours can allow you. But I'm just trying to tell you how I didn't pray about many addictions. I remember that time when I entered masturbation, I wanted to be free. You know, that's why sometimes when I see people just come, I want to be free. You are not willing. You are not ready. You think it's laying of hands. You are joking. For 20 years, you remain in that thing. There is the first part is the spirit leaving you, but there is discipline of conformity. That one is your responsibility. Work out your own salvation. You know what is discipline? It's paining you. Do you know? I know how those music are sweet to hear. Totori, toto, coco. You know, the way when you hear it, you are just doing like this. It's sweet, but it's already sweeping you into something that you don't understand. See. You are my obsession. You are my heart's desire. You are my obsession. You are my obsession.
Ah! You are my heart's desire. You are my obsession. You are my desire.
to hold the hands of somebody.
You are my obsession. You are my heart desire. You are my obsession. You are.
Romans 6:16. He says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, the servants ye are, to him you obey.
You are my obsession. Jesus, you are my heart desire. You are my obsession. You are.
You are my obsession.
You are my obsession.
Addicted to certain things. There are some of you, there are certain places you are going, stop going there. Certain things you are watching, stop watching it. This is what has given the devil a place. Powerful singers, they can't minister live because of some certain nonsense. See? My fault. I allowed myself to be enticed by a craving. Then I seek to satisfy that craving. It led to an obsession. Then an obsession led to a stronghold. And I've remained in the same circle. I will not call you out, but I believe God gave his word for a reason. I sincerely did not touch my sermon. I don't know for who it is. God wants to free you. You have remained in a circle.
You are my obsession. You are. You are my obsession. You are my heart desire. You are my obsession. You are. You are my obsession. You are my desire. You are my obsession. You are. You are my obsession. You are my desire. You are my obsession. You are.
Addicted to a particular thing, you can't explain. Almost every day you watch pornography, you can't explain. Almost every week you masturbate, you can't explain. It's not just prayer. It's not just that. Speak of the voice and pray. You are almost becoming sick without knowing. You are almost becoming sick without knowing. You have yielded yourself to become a slave of the devil.
You are my desire. You are my obsession. You are my obsession. You are my desire. You are my obsession.
Kabala shokoba kaina sila. Ekoba kana masiko toba liya. Ekwaka tabala kadosa. Esikoto bakaina na masita. Ekwaka tabala kadosa. Ika baba baliata manika. Esikoto baliata. Ekwaka tabaliata. Esikoto balia. Ekwaka tabaliana bakaina. Esikoto ba ike nebeliana. Ekosa kata. Ekwaka baliata. Esikoto ba ikada. Ekwaka baliata balina. Esikoto baliata. Ekwaka kata. Esoko balia. Sikobalia, Akwakatabalakara, Estikatebe Ikonomara, Akwakatabalia, Estikotokotobalina, Estikatebe Ikonomariata, Akwakataba Ikonomariata, Elevenosatata, Akwakabaliana, Estikotobaliata, Estakatata, Ekwakaba Ikonolo, Akabaliata Marina. I am a temple of the Lord. I am a la Bahira. I am the temple of the Lord. Aka baba ikoro bayada. Sikete be ikabaya. Aka katata. Eshi koto boda. Eshi te me ila.
I am serving the devil from
you. Karababa lakado sila.
You are serving Satan.
Sikoko bakaina na bayada.
Take me what you
hear. Aka baba lakado.
You are serving the devil. There are some of you who used to have dreams. I'm already having that witness. It has become a stronghold already. But in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, that stronghold is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. You have become a slave already. When you all move to dreams, you are already a slave. I decree and I declare. Can we lift up our hands as I pray? You have been disturbed in the night. The Bible says too much business is dreams comes. I decree and I declare. Every stronghold over the life of anyone under the sound of my voice, it has resulted into dreams and visions in the night time. I decree and I declare. Be set free tonight in the name of Jesus. He set loose tonight in the name of Jesus. Every dream you have had as a result of the God's business, because of the feeding of that appetite, tonight, in the name of Jesus. The door that has been opened for the spirit to access your spirit. That door, it may be through Facebook, it may be through Instagram, through WhatsApp, one nonsense or the other. A door was open. Yours might be worried. That's why you have high blood pressure. I shut that door tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. There are some of you, you need courage to go and believe certain things. There are some of you, you need courage to stop certain threats. There are some of you, you need courage to throw away certain attires. The bones that have put them on Jezebel. Is it grace to take the right step in the name of Jesus? Grace to take the right step in the name of Jesus. place to set boundaries. Receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Place to set boundaries. Receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Place to set that boundaries. Receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Anyone under the sound of my voice that is under any influence of an immoral spirit, it has access, it has harness. I beg you, hear me. We were once addicted. I lie not. It will take you months, sometime. The key is consistency. Never allow yourself to be empty and vulnerable. Sleep with someone. I did it. Sleep with someone. Wake up with it. I decree and I declare grace to access the right information. Grace. The Bible says this is the grace of God. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness. In the name of Jesus. Grace to say no to certain threats. Grace to say no to certain decisions. Receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Grace for the continuity of His word. Rest upon you like never before. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shortly, peace. Everyone that wants to join me in this prayer, I beg you in the name of God, you have been addicted with certain things. Let everybody do this, not everyone. Lift up your right hand and say this after me. According to the word of God, say it convincingly. According to God's word, neither give the devil a place. I refuse Satan. I refuse you. You will not have a place again in my life. I am working out my salvation from this day forward. In the name of Jesus, I receive forgiveness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bring out your offering very quickly. I beg you in the name of God, take the sermons you hear in Ecclesia very, very seriously. I myself have been removed to start listening to these sermons. I sincerely did not plan to. I didn't touch my sermon. God knows. I was still writing it after 6. I didn't even know I would conclude. I didn't caption the topic, nothing. I had my sermon. What I wanted to preach was the book of records. That's what I wanted to share today. But the Lord just came after I came back from that meeting and He altered it. I believe it's for someone. Please bring out your sermon. Please take what you hear at the preacher. I believe. I was calling them today to find out if the sermons from last year would be made available. There are some people you were collecting sermons before you stopped all of a sudden. Resume back. That's why you have data. Download these sermons. Apostle Joshua Selman, Abomey Osayed, Ogoko. They have wonderful sermons that help men. I beg you in the name of God. Do yourself good. Don't sleep just like that. That's why sleep comes to molest you. Play a sermon while you are sleeping. Don't just sleep. Your spirit don't sleep. It's your body that sleeps. Your spirit is literally hearing everything. Let me tell you how I had some encounters. I remember those days he was telling. I would play telepathic message every night. Almost every night telepathic would come to that room in my dream. There was a time it was Pastor Chris. That was how every night I have seen Joshua Selman in a dream. But it was while I was playing his message while sleeping. Your spirit never sleeps. It's your body that sleeps. Your spirit is wide awake. Wide awake when you are sleeping. Play these things. Rather than just playing nothing, you can play cool music, hymn songs. Make sure you just make sure your atmosphere is spiritual. How would you not be dreaming somebody coming to hold your neck? Yeah, how would you not dream that dream? But let Papa be sounding that is capital in that tongue. Let me see the demon that will come there. Create, see, life is spiritual. Don't joke with your life. That is why somebody sees, he wakes up, he can't understand, lost all of his sudden. How would lost come? Wild men slept, an enemy came, and so yes. Please lift up your offerings and say, Father, thank you.
The message you just listened to is brought to you by Destiny Hope International.
For more information, messages, and counseling,
you can reach us on +234 90285 05091 or follow us on www.hi.com.ng or send us an email at destinyhopeinternational@gmail.com. Your life will never remain the same.
Jesus is Lord.